So we're talking with Pete Looker, who's here with Terry Robin. Also hangs out with groups like Capital District Pause. I think I've seen him at a Extinction Rebellion meeting, and I've seen him probably a couple hundred protests in recent years. So, Pete, go green, declare peace. What's that message, particularly here on Labor Day at the Solidarity Picnic?
Well, if we declare peace, we could save a lot of energy and save a lot of pollution. We live across from an old polluted Navy Yard that still hasn't been cleaned up 50 years later. So it's a combination of stop killing people and start being nice to the planet.
I saw you at a protest up in, I guess, around Glen Falls, around immigration. I wasn't sure if you got arrested or not, but what was the protest about, and what did you do?
Well, we wanted to talk to...
Well, with Bill McKibben, I believe, was there, too.
Yeah, Bill ended up showing up, and I was very glad that he did, because he brought in the fact that, if you look at it, most of the immigrants in the world, the problems come from climate change, climate disaster, and or our military, political, throwing in supporting dictators and throwing out elected leaders. So he brought that issue to light there. But we were basically wanted to talk to the representative and talk to her about not the end of ICE, but ICE and what they were doing with the kids and how unfair they were treating people that are coming across the borders that we have established when we took over the land from other people.
And so how has the congresswoman been on this particular issue?
Kind of quiet, as a typical congressperson is. Not much backbone.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a technical work issue, since I have you here, it's winter's starting to show its tentacles. It's getting a little colder. You know, you're a chimney sweep. If you've got a homeowner out there, what should they be thinking about with the upcoming winter in terms of getting prepared for it? And like, particularly like a wood stove or something, or otherwise just getting ready in terms of energy.
Oh, taking the... one of the little things is to take the screens off of the windows so that we can get all that free solar energy coming through our windows. The screens will block 20-30% of that free energy. Insulating, tighten things up, and yeah, you want to, it depends on how you use your chimney, but you might want to check the chimney out. But I make money off of that, so I want to add that to it. But I'm doing less than I used to do 40 years ago.
So I see a lot of climate rallies in the Capital District. You know, what do we need to get happen at this point to give us a chance to survive in climate change?
Well, I think we need to just transition. I like the image that Greta talks about in terms of maybe 10% every year, use 10% less every year. I mean, it can be your food, it can be your traveling, it can be whatever. And if we all kind of make an energy plan and look at how much we're using, just like if you were doing with your house, like how much energy am I using? And then how can I cut it back? And it's not, it wouldn't be that difficult. As Bill McKibben pointed out, I think in New Yorker just the other day, that unlike World War I, World War II, where we had to deal with fascism, we sent people off to kill people, and other people were killing those people that we sent off to kill people, this isn't going to involve killing people. We just have to transition over to a sustainable, simple, solar and wind-powered economy, as Edison was pointing out to Ford back in the 30s. It's fairly simple.
So we've been talking to Pete Looker. We have about a minute left. One thing I also see you doing in the Capital District is riding your bicycle everywhere, including, I believe, putting it on front of the CTA buses. So in the last minute, what can the Capital District do both to improve access for bicycling, but also the bus system?
Well, if you're conservative and cheap and lazy like me, you could ride your bus down, your bike down to the bus. And then if you're old like me, instead of spending $4 a day, you could spend $2 a day and ride anywhere you want to do. The big blue limo picks you up and your chauffeur takes you from here to there and everything else. So it's a way of saving money, because most people don't realize that gas is a small percentage of the cost when they're driving. They're wearing out their car. 58 cents a mile now that the government allots for that, and 15 cents is gas, the rest of it's wear and tear. So be cheap and lazy, and use share a ride, walk down, bike down, plan a ride. You know, it's not I'm no genius, and it's not brain surgery. It's not brain.
So this has been Pete Licker with Terry Robin and Capital District Pause. So we catch up with Mabel Leon at the annual Labor Solidarity Picnic here in the Capital District. One of the things I've known Mabel has done a lot over the years is solidarity for in Cuba. Cuba doesn't seem to be on the friend list for our present federal administration. What are some of the challenges that you see with Cuba and the United States at the moment?
Well, first of all, there is still an embargo. For instance, I had a friend in my neighborhood traveling to Cuba, and she wanted to know how she could use credit. You can't use credit. There is a total embargo. The embargo is in effect. Now, it was in effect under Obama also. So there, I mean, we have had such a failed policy toward Cuba year after year. And what is it based on? We are afraid of Cuba? We are afraid of a system that's different than ours? I think that's the only conclusion you can come to. And all I can say when you talk about Cuba, why did I work with Cuba? Free health care and more doctors located on every corner, a system of health care. Can you believe that? Not a system that serves the insurance companies, not a system set up for profit, a system that's set up with neighborhood doctors that feed into neighborhood clinics that then feed into specialty hospitals. There's a whole system of giving services and free education. Now, talk to anybody who's got a kid going to college right now and they won't be able to believe it. Free education through college. But that doesn't mean you get to go because daddy has a lot of money. You get to go to college if your grades qualify you for college. So, I mean, there are just so many things that I respect. And this is a poor third world country. I always say, we need Cuba, first of all, as a symbol of a country that has stood up to the beast. We need Cuba because of the model for how it serves its citizens. Does that mean Cuba's perfect? Cuba has all kinds of problems. And anybody you talk to in Cuba will tell you all about it. They're the most verbal people, and they're not afraid to tell you what they think. So there you go. We have a lot of work to turn that around. And obviously, it is not likely to happen under Trump with Bolton or Pompeo. I mean...
Okay, so Mabel, one of the other groups I see you hanging out with on occasion is Grannies for Peace. What are some of the critical pieces you see us needing to address in the next year or so?
With Grannies for, well, first of all, let me just say that, you know, a lot of people snicker and laugh when you say Grannies for Peace, and I just turn around and tell them, grannies are powerful. You know why? They're motivated by love. And if you get in touch with what you want for your grandchildren, it's not very far distant to think that every grandmother wants the same thing that you want for your grandchildren. So that leads you to all kind of issues. And of course, one of the biggest ones is endless war. We are engaged in conflict all over this nation. And a good example is Afghanistan. You tell me, how many years have we been in Afghanistan? 17, 18?
I was going to say 17, but it could certainly be 19.
I mean...
The graveyards of civilizations, or they call it, the graveyards of war. No one beats them.
Well, no one defeats Afghanistan, but the pain that we have caused in Afghanistan, and we climb up on this little pedestal and say, oh, what we have done for the women, what we have done for the women. The United Nations lists Afghanistan as one of the most dire places for women to have babies, one of the most dire places for children to grow up. And the education that has happened for children or for women has been very sparse, and it's never in the countryside. We have done nothing but bomb, use drones. We have brought more misery to Afghanistan.
And that was Mabel Leon at the annual Solidarity Labor Picnic.